הנהדות. היפה, יפה, בנשים, בנשים, מה דודך, דודך מידות, היפה, בנשים.
Welcome to Messengers of Prayer, a program dedicated to the finest in cantorial music, music of the Shliach Tzibur. Shalom, I'm your host, Cantor Julian Raber of the Little Neck Jewish Center, and I am very happy you could join us this morning.
Amen. Amen.
morning. We have opened our program with Avinu Sheba Shemayim Tzur Yisrael V'Goalo, our Father that is in heaven, Rock of Israel and its Redeemer. This is a prayer for the State of Israel and was written in 1948 by the Chief Rabbis Yitzhak Herzog and Benzion Uziel. This tefillah has been adopted by all the Jewish communities. The chazan we have just heard was the famous Israeli cantor Ari Brown, and we will hear more recordings by this famous chazan after this message.
Here's something you can do that may really improve your health. When I finish talking, or when you get home, go to your medicine chest and take out each bottle of medicine one by one and read the label. Now, is it something you should be taking now? Do you know what it's for? Do you know when to take it? If you don't remember what it's for, or if you're not sure how to take it, get rid of it. Or something that's meant to help you can really hurt.
A message from the Food and Drug Administration.
We now listen to Ari Brown sing three verses from Psalm 30. The music was composed by Reuven Sorokin, a famous prize-winning Israeli composer. And while this is not a cantorial composition, we present it to you so that you may appreciate the fine voice of this famous artist. Here once more is Chazan, Ari Brown.
Oh,
That was Cantor Ari Brown and three verses from Psalm 30. We'll hear more of Chazan Ari Brown after this message.
Ever since Vietnam, I've had some personal problems. Is there any place I can go for help?
I'm the widow of a Korean War veteran. Am I entitled to any VA benefits?
Will the VA pay for my education?
At the Disabled American Veterans, we've got the answers to these questions and many more. The DAV will send you a new brochure that answers some of the questions we're asked most frequently. It also gives you straight facts on other veterans' benefits you may have earned. The new brochure is free. Write to Disabled American Veterans, 807 Main Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20024. The DAV is not a government agency. We're vets ourselves. Whether you need a job, more education, or you're just having trouble getting things together, the DAV can help, and the service is free. For our new benefits brochure, write Disabled American Veterans, 807 Main Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20024.
Ari Brown, a seventh-generation Yerushalmi, was born in 1934. His famous uncle, Shlomo Zalman Rivlin, was his first teacher in Chazanut. We now listen to the Yerushalayim Irchor, and this passage is found in the Daily Amida service, and the composer of the music was the famous Moshe Osher. Moshe Osher, by the way, also made a famous recording of this passage. If you sit back and close your eyes, there will be times you will think you are hearing Moshe Osher on this recording. Here once more is Ari Brown and the Yerushalayim Irchol.
Oh, Hashem.
That was Chazan Ari Brown and Yerushalayim Ircho from the Daily Amida service. I hope you were able to hear the similarity of voice to the late and great Moshe Osha. We will continue with more recordings by Ari Brown after this message.
What's a Jew?
Dad, why can't we eat on Yom Kippur?
How come the Jewish New Year's in September?
Who is King David?
Mom, when I grow up...
Today, your child is a Jew, but he may not be for long. Now he's learning, asking questions like who he is, where he's from, what he's all about. If his questions go unanswered, he'll lose his heritage and the traditions of the Jewish people. In his ignorance, he'll be lost to the Jewish way of life. Prevent it. Enroll your child in a Jewish school. The knowledge and values received from such an education are necessary for the preservation and survival of Judaism. It'll answer his questions. Give him an identity. Bring him closer to you. For further information about Jewish school programs in your area, call the Jewish Education Hotline, 212-245-8390. 212-245-8390.
Mom, Dad, should I be proud to be a Jew?
Ari Brown, after achieving great success in the main synagogues of Tel Aviv, was invited by Jewish communities of the United States, Canada, South of Africa, and Mexico to officiate at services and also appear in concerts. We now listen to Ari Brown's rendition of Sim Shalom. The theme is a popular melody, and the cantorial is quite simple. Here once more is Chazan Ari Brown.
Borecheinu avino, kulanu kechad beore, beore panecha.
Sim shalom, טובה, שים שלום, שים שלום, טובה טובה וברכה, וטוב יהיה בעיניך לברך את עמך ישראל בכל לב ובכל שעה, בכל עיר ובכל שעה, בשלום.
That was Chazan, Ari Brown, and Sim Shalom. Listen, Mavinim, for the next 3 weeks, starting this coming Sunday, we will be playing Chazanot music for the Shlosha Golem for Pesach. And I hope you will tell your friends that join us at 8 o'clock every Sunday morning for the next 3 weeks for cantorial music for the Festival of Passover. At this time, I want to thank Miriam and George Harkavy, and they are members of my congregation, for bringing the album of Ari Brown back from the State of Israel. They heard Chazan Brown at a banquet while in Israel a few weeks ago, and wanted all of you Mevinim to hear him as well as they heard him at this banquet. Ari Brown was appointed Chief Chazan of the Israeli Defense Forces in 1976. In 1974, he won first place at Israel's Cantorial Festival. We now listen to Lekel Baruch Nimo Itenu from the Shachris service. The music was composed by Joseph Ben Baruch, and it was Cantor Brown's rendition of this passage. They won in first place in the 1974 festival. Here once more is Chazan Ari Brown and his prize-winning Lekel Baruch Nimos Hitenu. Thank you for spending 30 minutes listening to the finest in cantorial music. I hope you will join us again next week at the same time. And until then, this is cantor Julian Raber wishing all of you a Shavua Tov. Yeah.